Once upon a time.
That's how it all starts.
Yep. Yes, yeah, so a long time ago. But not so long ago that there weren't machines and manufacturing and thing. But last century, there was a boy. And the boy had a dream. And the boy had a dream that one day he would make and consume the ultimate confection. He didn't know what it was. He didn't know when it would be. He just knew that one day he would be the one to invent it. And everyone would copy him and want to have some of this. You might be thinking this is Willy Wonka, but it wasn't. This was somebody else entirely.
Although he was inspired.
In his pursuit of the ultimate confection, he tried many different configurations. He tried making candies into circles. He tried making candies into triangles. But every time he tried them out on family and friends, nothing was ever just quite right. Either the texture was just a little bit off, or the flavors weren't just right. And he finally realized that if he was going to do something extraordinary, he had to get out of his ordinary circumstances. So he packed his few belongings, took what money he had out of his savings, and he went on a journey.
To Kyrgyzstan.
Okay. Specific.
Yes. The country of Kyrgyzstan, where he met nomads and sheep herders and went through the hills trying to find new ways of doing things and new attitudes towards candy and new attitudes towards vegetables and food in general. He asked the nomads what he could do to help them in their passage through the countrysides, and if there was anything that they could use that would help. Many of the nomads and shepherds would say that it was very hard for them to get all of the proteins that they needed because they could never refrigerate anything while they were walking through all the fields. And that gave him an idea.
He would create a backpack with a refrigerator inside. Instead of creating a new confection that the world would love, he would create a refrigerated backpack. So he took his idea, and he went back home, and created a lab for himself in his basement, and worked, and worked, and worked. And one day, he thought he had created the first refrigerated backpack. And he tested it out by putting all of the ice in his freezer into the backpack. He took it outside on a really hot day, and waited. For hours, he looked at the backpack, hoping that when he opened it, the ice would still be frozen.
Now, as a boy from Saskatchewan, he knew that his time where he could actually test this out outside was coming to an end. He could see the fall colors and the trees coming out. So when he opened that backpack and the ice had melted, he was so upset. So thought, well, Kyrgyzstan is so far away. What if I just write them a letter and tell them that I've invented this and that they helped me and I'm doing great here in Saskatchewan and everyone in Canada loves the fridge backpack. So he wrote the letter and sent 100 copies to all of his friends in Kyrgyzstan. And he went on with his day. He thought, oh, well, at least Kyrgyzstan thinks I'm successful. He went back into his lab where he started to work on this new project. It was going to be amazing. It was going to be...
It was going to be a new way of sending letters. Because he got a wrist cramp from writing 100 letters in one day to all of his friends, because it wasn't just about his invention. It was about how he was doing and what he remembered about their lives. And then he suddenly realized that he might have put himself on an extended letter writing campaign, because those 100 people might write back to him. And in fact, some of them did. And they began to demand that he sell his amazing new product to them. They were so glad that he hadn't forgotten their plight as they trudged through the fields, unable to refrigerate their important supplies and things. So now he was in a real pickle. He decided first, though, he needed the letter-writing machine to make it easier to correspond with them back and forth. And then it would be easier to go back to the refrigerated backpack. And he sighed and thought of his confection dreams when he was a boy.
So as he was working on his machine, his letter-writing machine, there was a knock at the door. He was surprised, because everybody he knew had moved away and was no longer living in his small Saskatchewan town. They were quite perturbed by his insanity to make this new machine. He approached the door and he opened it, and to his surprise, it was the Prime Minister of Kyrgyzstan. They had felt neglected that he did not send his new invention to help them. And then the truth came out. They discovered that he had been lying about his new invention all along. And this caused a very great rift between Canada and Kyrgyzstan. Little did he know that he was going to cause such an international incident. War was declared. And one small nation and one extremely polite nation had a war where they just hurled insults at one another. They couldn't decide what was a worse insult. It was during this time of turmoil that he finished his letter writing machine and proceeded to write enough letters to every inhabitant of Kyrgyzstan to say,
"I'm really sorry, guys."
Done. Really sorry.
How Canadian.
I'm sorry.
Oh. They had a big battle. They hurled insults at one.